What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Two big stories we're tracking in finance today. First, later today, in about 90 minutes, one of Singapore's most iconic blue-chip companies, Keppel Corporation, will release its second quarter earnings. Investors are going to be watching closely to see if Keppel awards shareholders with a special birthday dividend as the company is celebrating its 50th anniversary. We'll have a special preview of Keppel's Q2 earnings coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But first, let's turn our attention to Wheelock, which is going to be privatized. The Hong Kong-listed parent of Wheelock Properties is offering $2.10 a share to take the main board-listed property developer private. The deadline for the offer has not been announced yet, but it's expected to close in early September. That $2.10 offer price is well above where Wheelock Properties was trading. It's jumped in trade today more than 25% to $2.18 a share. That's actually higher than the offer price, indicating that investors may be trying to push Wheelock to pay more. Wheelock has led the Straits Times Index today, the STI up 1% to 32.73. Let's take a closer look now at the privatization offer. For insight, I turn to Joel Ng of KGI Securities.
This has been an ongoing long-term theme for Wheelock Properties. And the reason why is because in terms of being publicly listed, I think there was no reason for it to remain listed. And so I think the major shareholder who owns 76% of Wheelock took this opportunity to privatize them at 20%+ premium. He has been trading at fairly low price-to-book ratios compared to his peers, and trading volume has relatively been quite weak. So I think it was just right for the major shareholder to take them private.
You mentioned that the turnover has been really weak. That's true. In fact, they mentioned that just 1/20th of all issued shares have traded over the past year. That's almost minuscule. Why have investors not been more interested in the stock?
Yeah, I think there was really a lack of catalyst among the property developers, especially for Wheelock. There wasn't relatively any news coming out from the company, and hence the reason why it was trading at a huge discount to its book values. So I think with the low volume, low liquidity, and the fact that it hasn't really tapped the public equity markets, so it just made more sense to be private. You will have more flexibility in terms of planning for the long term.
Do you think that Wheelock's move to take Wheelock Properties private is linked somehow to the government's recent moves to cool the residential property market?
I think that could probably be one of the reasons why, but I don't think that's the main reason why it's taking it private. But I think they are taking this chance, this opportunity, because we've seen that valuations across the board has been knocked down because of the recent cooling measures.
So Wheelock & Co. says that delisting will give it more flexibility to manage Wheelock Properties' business, to optimize the use of its management capital resources, and make operational changes. My question is this. Wheelock & Co. already owns 76% of Wheelock Properties. What sort of operational changes could it not already control?
Well, there are a few things that I can think of. One of them is that as a public listed company, you have to come out with quarterly earnings, and sometimes you have to seek shareholder approval for certain actions that you take. Hence, being private gives you more flexibility to think of long-term and being able to make decisions more quickly.
Let's turn to the offer price. They're offering $2.10 a share, and while that is a 20% premium over recent trading values, do you think that it's a fair offer?
Well, I mean, that's up to debate. It's certainly below the street consensus estimates, target price for Wheelock. But I think this is a good opportunity because it has always been trading at a huge discount to its book value. And the fact that it is thinly traded makes it a good offer for shareholders to realize some gains.
There's another research company which is advising people to hold tight when it comes to Wheelock shares. They say that basically there's a number of developments coming online for the company that will be good for earnings and for dividends. In fact, they say that the net asset value last reported was $268, so that's well above the $210 share offer price.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And the fact that it's trading at the current time at around $2.18, which is a premium to the $2.10 offer, means that there are some hope that the parent company may have to offer a higher price to entice shareholders to agree to this privatization offer.
Yeah, as you mentioned, investors have been bidding up Wheelock Property shares today, even higher than the offer price. And
yeah,
we know that Wheelock & Co. subsidiary, Star Attractions, the company that actually owns Wheelock Properties, has not said that it won't offer more. So is that what we're seeing? Investors are hoping to push it to increase the bid?
Yeah, I think they are hoping that the parent company can offer a more attractive price later on.
Okay, so it's a game that we should wait and see whether the bid is raised. Let me ask you, what implications do you think this has for other developers? Are there potentially other property plays that could be privatized in the near future too?
Yeah, I mean, there are some plays in the local market, some property developer plays that people may start looking after this Wheelock deal. Among others, they are trading at huge discounts to their book values, Hobi and Wing Thai. So both of them are trading at 50% discount to their book value. So I think after this, investors may start looking at these undervalued property developers.
So Hobi and Wing Thai, two companies that you think investors will bid up because they could be targets for privatization in future.
Yeah.
What is the implication for the overall property market? Is it going to make any impact?
I don't think so. I think we'll start to see transactions start to come down over the next few months. Next month will particularly be quite slow in August. And I think consensus is that generally markets will come down. Prices, developers may start to offer discounts. So I think people might take a wait-and-see approach. But it will help first-time buyers in the markets going ahead.
Okay, thank you so much, Joel, for your insights. We've been speaking with Joel Ng. He's an investment analyst at KGI Securities.